Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Cult of Us, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, yeah, another day. In the basement with your leaders. Here we are. Cult of Us. What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you feel, Adam?
Fucking sexy.
Nice.
Powerful.
Okay. Wow.
Strong.
Both lies. Okay, three lies.
Fair.
It's good to see you guys. Yeah, we got we'll do it up front because it's exciting. You can come check us out. All right, October 11th, a nice free little live pod. We're going to be out and about in Center City, Philadelphia. Come out to Jester's Castle, kicking off at 9 p.m., and then they're doing a little jokey joke open mic thing beforehand. So, yeah, go see some comics and then stay and hang with us. Why not?
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Can't promise I won't, you know, like try to torture you or anything or ruin your day.
Wait, can't promise that. You know, or we learn about something, we learn about your biggest fear, and then we make that a rule that everyone has to go through that. You know what I mean? It's like, you never know how the gods will decide. It depends.
Yeah.
Or we shower you in gifts. We might shower you in gifts. We don't know.
Probably not, but maybe, you know.
Yeah, I don't take it off the table, but it's a small table, to be honest with you.
Very small. Like, the smallest coffee table of all time. Like, you could barely put a cup of coffee on that table. You know what I'm saying?
The listeners at home, Adam used his hands, but they were out of camera frame, so we don't know why he did it. There we go. Hey, show them the size of your butthole. It's nice. Good.
Well, it's loose.
Mom, sorry, I already did the butthole thing. It's good to see you. And, of course, check out our Patreon. What's up, Patreon people? Oh, your sweet hot dogs. Give us the sweet hot dog dollars. Appreciate it every time. You guys are great. Check us out, patreon.com/cultofus. But you guys are the true fucking people. Those hot dogs out there, they be hot dogging it up. They're like a good hot dog too. I feel like they're an Oscar
ballpark.
Mayer deal thing. Oh, okay.
Hebrew National.
You're, some of them are Jewish. Sure, there's an array of good hot dogs out there for them, and we're accepting them. They all, you know, of all of them, you know, they have to, of course, throw those silly idols aside next to us, clearly. And they do, because we tell them they do, and they give us all their money. Yeah, you ate some stuff, and then you're struggling with it.
No, know what I did? It's not that. It's the top of my mouth is burnt from. It's not important how. It's just you know.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're how old? Go ahead. Top of your mouth burnt. Go ahead.
It was an unforeseen incident that I can't really control. And that's how that happened. Okay. It was, I air fried some pizza that was left over because I was watching football and I was like in the, you know, the mindset of gambling and fantasy. And I was like in the throes, and it wasn't a great weekend for me for betting, you know? So I was like rough. I caught up, but like, it was rough for like 4 hours. And I was like, you know, head wasn't thinking, my head wasn't in it. My head was all just focused on football. Okay. And then afterwards, I maybe put it in a little too long and it went ding. And I went, it's like, oh, well, that's a little burnt. And then as I was saying that, you know, bit into it.
Right.
But I mean, it's not my fault because football, right? So like, you can't blame me. Anyway, I felt the skin in my mouth. And I got, that's gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long explanation for a gigantic lie of how you are a child.
Some would say that football is so, that's what I'm looking for here, culturally important that I have to be part of that, and my full brain capacity has to go into that so I could be part of society the next day to talk about all the games. And I don't want to be left out and I'm a pariah. Okay. So
it's just so much to unpack. You were struggling for the word culturally, which is astounding. Even when you said it, it sounded like you were reading a teleprompter. That was amazing.
Fair. Also fair.
And then you tried to blame just the activity of football, just to almost be the keys in front of a baby's face to you. Then proving
and fantasy.
Then proving that you're a child. Yeah, no, it's, you got a lot going on, you know. There's a lot on that little turn and wheel above your cradle that you're digging around in that head.
Well, interesting. You know, anyway.
And you're learning lessons. You got to burn, you know, the roof of your mouth, which is interesting, you know, because you're someone who has to speak a lot, but you've ruined the one thing you have to do, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the skin like hanging from it. I feel my tongue.
Yeah. I'm glad. I want that skin to be represented. Yeah. And you're trying to rip it off on air. Good.
Well, it's more annoying now that it's like focusing on it. I gotta be honest with you, that pastry kind of did fuck it up. It was fine until I ate that pastry.
Again, I mean, the most embarrassing thing is the Bronco Built Wild hat you have on. I would say that's me just throwing that out there as another human being. Like,
this is wild.
What's up with this guy? This guy is a guy I don't want to be around. Probably a lot.
I'm super cool and fun. And everyone knows that.
Nope. Everyone hates those guys. I will accept maybe. No, because they should have a Vietnam vet hat on. I was going to say an old man in a Ford hat, but can't even do that, really. You're wearing a car that you drive. You're wearing its hat. That's what we're doing now. We're doing that with you?
I mean, what the world has for me is, you know, not up to me. That's just, I just take what it comes at me, you know?
Jeez.
I'm like the wind. I just flow. Or a river. I flow. I'm like water. Also,
stop trying to do
this. Name a thing that flows.
This is quote from Avatar, the second movie. You're spiraling. You're obviously spiraling.
Avatar's gay. Never seen it. Second one. Seen the first one. Stupid. So
now we can see like a fucking animal with its arm trapped in a vice over here. He is just fledgling. He's calling stuff gay immediately. He's just upset. balls that you have to put that hat on and come onto this podcast. I was like, oh, the roof of your mouth. I want you to have that with you, like your ears tucked into the hat, and for me to pat you on the head and send you to fucking bed. That is ridiculous that you're wearing that hat.
No, this hat's fucking cool. Fucking cool because my car is cool.
Just, you know what, at this point, we might as well skip to the Corvette and that hat. We might as well just get to there already. There's no reason.
A Ferrari.
I mean, you could go full level bomb. Yeah, douchebag. You could go all the way. You could go nuclear douche.
Don't remember when I called you that one day and I was like, hey, there's like this old Ferrari like Testarossa. Remember I told you, and you were like,
Testarossa.
And you were like, don't buy that. It was like a 1989. And remember the conversation we had?
The redheaded stepchild of fucking Ferraris. It's like a Testarossa. Yeah.
Jeez, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah.
I mean, at least was it a Cayenne? Like I used to Cayenne. You like got one black, of those, but again,
it was a black. I remember calling you and be like, yo.
I remember the guy I'm saying you go. I get that.
And you were like,
I get that. Don't do that.
You were like, the parts are going to cost so much money. I was like, oh, yeah.
They probably don't make them. It's done. It's Ferrari.
It was so an unattainable buy for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to be like, I own a Ferrari. Because technically, I could say I own a Ferrari if I bought that fucking car. And how cool is that? It's so I could wear a Ferrari hat. How cool is that?
This is making it hard. It's just so tough. Cool. And I don't mean that. I mean, it's making it tough to be your friend. It is just to be able to say you have a Ferrari.
Yeah. And then people go, oh, what type? I go, who cares? I have a Ferrari, right?
Oh, God.
Then if I just take a picture of me standing in front of it, even.
Is this a test? Is this a test of our friendship? Is that what this is?
I mean, if you think this is cool, then yes.
It's just friendship. This is a tough weekend. I did not plan on taking this test today. I mean, we're you know, after the weekend, it's like, I'm just, you know, I'm tired. I went to a good place. It was nice. I went to nature. And now a good friend of mine is just talking about becoming just nuclear douche, just going full nuclear douche.
Dude, okay.
Why are we doing this, Adam?
You want to hear? I'll take this a step further. I was at a thrift store and I saw a Ferrari jacket and I was like, dude, buy this Ferrari jacket.
Oh, God.
It was like a windbreaker.
So like cringy.
Maybe people will think I have a Ferrari.
So cringy. Oh, dear Lord.
So, you know,
you're like driving into like a preacher in me. Just be like, dear Lord, let us pray.
I didn't buy it. Just like I didn't buy the Ferrari.
No, I don't. Stop talking about the jacket. Yeah, we know. Because if you bought a Ferrari jacket, my dear friend, and just were claiming that you had a Ferrari, we would not be friends anymore.
Hold on. I didn't say that I would claim. Hold on. You were conflating two
yes,
of my
okay.
wishes.
You're
going
to
okay?
do this bullshit dance where you would just wear the jacket and then wait for someone to be like, oh my gosh, you have a Ferrari.
I don't even want anyone to ask me. I just want people to assume I have a Ferrari because I don't want to be like, well, no. I have a Ford.
You're making it sadder.
I want the assumption of Ferrari. Don't give me the fucking, don't ask me questions. Also, if you assume I have a Ferrari, don't think that you could talk to me, right? Like, you should be lower than me.
You're already talking about the privileges you think you should have, even if you're just wearing a jacket and they think you have one.
Yeah, because at least I took one step further than most people. At least I bought a Ferrari.
Becoming a liar?
No, I wouldn't say that. Those words. I would use maybe charismatic actor. Cosplayer, maybe a charismatic cosplayer. I'm an amateur cosplayer, and no one's shits on those people. I do all the time. You yell at me, like, don't be mean. Also, no, don't be mean. Hypocrite.
You're flandering. You're what? Okay, so fucking where are we supposed to go with this information? There's nothing you can do with it. How much are we propping up your ego? Like, at what point is it gonna break? That dam's got to break eventually.
Well, I don't have a Ferrari ego because I don't have a Ferrari.
What?
Bro, I'm trying to build it up to a Ferrari.
Wearing ego. Your...
Didn't buy it.
Broncos hat.
But I have one.
Yes, we know you got it from the dealer.
I did. They also sent me the hat, which is nice of them. Thanks, Ford. Shout out, Ford.
This is just... just awful. This is the worst news I've gotten in a long time. This is really bad.
Just let me strive to be a Ferrari guy.
I gotta be seen next to you. This is what friends.
You know what this podcast needs? This podcast needs a Ferrari guy.
Oh boy, no, we don't.
Yeah,
no
dude,
one
take us
needs
to a new level.
No one needs a Ferrari guy.
I'll be making deals. Maybe they're mostly backdoor deals, but I'm making deals. I'm out there. I'm fucking shaking hands. I'm smiling. I'm doing that fucking finger click. To people, you know, I'm out there swinging for drop tent with a Ferrari jacket on, looking fucking sick. People would be like, "Yo, what do you do?" I'm like, "Just so happened, I'm in the business, letting you know." And then I'll fucking give them a rundown and be like, "But all because of jacket." And I'm out here trying to drive up business for our podcast, for drop tent, for our LLC. And what are you doing? Nothing. You're shitting on my fucking Ferrari that I don't even own.
So I guess we should say that the podcast cult is kind of bleeding out into your real life, where you're essentially getting out there recruiting people based on lies, which is nice, which is good. I mean, that's what this
podcast is about. That's what we do.
No, I just didn't know it was bleeding into your IRL. I didn't know.
Some of us have to make fucking moves, you know?
I did not know. Yeah, that's... And you went the douchey, like you went real heavy douche though. Are you feeling maybe you should have pulled back a little bit?
No, because I feel like I'm gonna pull in some fucking douchey frat bros with money.
Right.
And what are you doing? Going to fucking pores?
Yeah.
Idiot.
Every time.
Idiot. So stupid. They don't have any money. Idiot.
I talked to like one woman with money one time. That was pretty good.
And you're bringing women in. Oh my god. Like, what are you doing? You're trying to make us count?
We're doing all men? I didn't know we were doing all men.
Well, you want to succeed? What are we talking about?
Women are running stuff. There's like that one. She's helping the president, I think. Listen.
That's a fucking.
She's helping him. I don't know what she's doing.
She ain't even call that a fucking pointless position. He just used it to start wars. Okay.
Cheney is the closest thing we've had to a woman in a long time. Dick Cheney, despite his name, has been, I mean, the tits on that man flowing. I know. That.
Hefty. He had Rob Paulson tits from fucking Fight Club, dude. But he did do one of the coolest pimp moves of all time. He shot that guy in the face and made him apologize to him, which is gangster. Let's not give him props for props to do. Gangster.
Yeah, and like a lady, yeah, that guy still had to apologize. You see,
it makes sense.
Okay, well, I don't know what to what level we're gonna, because you know what I mean? Like, here we come in this podcast sphere. It's just. Holy shit.
I'm not saying next time we pod, I'm gonna have a Ferrari hat. I'm not saying that. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm not saying that. You know?
You're just gonna go full. You're gonna go full like Ric Flair on me. I know. You're gonna go full. It's just gonna be.
I'm gonna be a Ferrari riding, Ferrari hat wearing, jacket using. Son of a gun.
How much? I mean, they sell a lot of merch, Ferrari. They will give you sunglasses made out of carbon fiber that have their dumb little logo on it. So I'm sure you're going to buy them up. You got a new sucker, Ferrari. You got carbon a new fiber sucker out there.
Wind-resistant fucking sunglasses. They know what they're doing.
Of course. Ferrari. Yeah, you need to shave the weight on your head because it's so large with your brains.
I'm so fucking fast. Right. You know? I had to be. I cut through the wind like a fucking knife, dude.
And when's the last time you ran? You run like all. You're so quick now.
I mean, I wouldn't say I do cardio at the gym per se. I mean,
right.
I spar sometimes. That's a thing. That's cardio.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. You're so fast. You're the sunglasses. You wear the sunglasses inside. If you had the Ferrari fiberglass,
I would never take them off.
Yeah, you would never.
Never take them off. Yeah. I'd be the new sunglasses on podcast guy.
Which is what douche it. Yeah, you need to go to that. We're getting there. Now we're talking about it. Sunglasses all the time. Not to hide your pain or your lack of
how ego. Like, know how cool I am.
Yeah. No, clearly.
So fucking cool. Clearly, because it's a Ferrari.
What are you going to do with all the money is the question. Because you're just going to start getting handed money. And we know a good cult leader, it doesn't go into the, you know, the cult, like everyone knows that. So that's the thing that I didn't plan for. Cause now that you've gone full IRL cult leader in real life, trying to bring people in, I now realize that you're going to keep all that money for yourself. Cause that's what a good cult leader would do. So I find myself in a predicament. I just realized that.
No, I'm going to make maybe some of the drop tent commodities nicer on my side.
That's
your problem. Cause you, again, pores. I'm getting frap money, bros. You're getting pores. Okay. Who's the smart guy?
This dude right here. Yeah, it's a problem.
This dude right here.
Do I even, I guess, because Pope wise, because again, we give to charities.
You guys are giving to charity. I'm going to send one of my guys over to talk to one of you guys to give you some advice how to properly do this. Okay. I feel like you're doing it wrong.
It's not exact. I mean, again, it's adjacent to what the church would do, you know. So as the Pope,
are you guys banging kids over there too?
No, that's, I wouldn't describe that as a charity.
Okay,
not necessarily.
Is that more of a service?
I depends how it's rendered. I think I'm not 100% on that. I don't know the tax laws.
Fair.
So not 100% on that. But
we're not lawyers. We never claim to be.
No, we're not lawyers, not yet. I mean, we're working on it right now. We took a class, which it means we're almost there, cult leaders. We did one thing.
One more thing than most of them do.
Right. So that means, we know a couple words. Apparendi.
Hearsay.
Right? Hearsay. Boom.
Adjourned.
Ooh, look at you. You're really flexing now. Look at that brain working. You can see you're barely blinking. Nice. Right.
Defendant.
Right. Well, now you're just talking about your regular life again.
Oh, yeah. So, fact.
But yeah. It's tough. you know, but good. Okay. So, but yeah, that's, I, now that I know that you're consciously out there, but again, our, my charities aren't what you think. It's just like, my charity is just to like Greg for washing my feet and Greg, you know, like he doesn't need much, you know what I mean? So it's not, it, charity is, I make him feel good. I have some volunteers. They don't really get paid. You know how it goes. So we do some stuff, but it's still, yeah, you know, it still makes me happy. And that's what, at the end of the day, as a, you know,
that's fair,
is what's important, I think. But yeah, yeah, I know you guys are more profitable over there.
We are way more profitable. We are like a very corrupt company, some would say. Some would say. I don't say that. Those people are liars.
Right. Forbes, some other places.
Liars. Who the fuck cares what Forbes said? Forbes is no one's.
I have yet to read an article.
Who's Mr. Forbes? I never met him. Have you met him? No. Okay, so how influential could this guy be?
Yeah, because you haven't met him. That's how influence is.
Yeah, I never see. Have you seen him on TV one time? No.
Like, what has Forbes written? So he needs to write. If he's not writing, then it's just named after him. Then why do I care what he's saying?
What does he even do? Right. Oh, he's just the fucking face of the fucking, ooh, I'm Forbes. Fuck you, you nerd. How many chicks did you fuck, Forbes? Huh?
I don't think the guy is a dork. His name's Forbes, and he's in charge, or was in charge, of a financial magazine. That's a Ferrari guy.
Oh, we need him in here.
He's a douchey, yeah. So you might need to switch. This is a good time for you to practice. No, hold
Forbes
on.
Forbes is so cool.
Exactly. Boom. Flip it.
So cool, dude.
Cult leader.
Dude, I
101.
I always say that I have the biggest dick, except for Mr. Forbes. Forbes,
right.
Not even close. Like, it's him, worldwide dick, dude. And also, your magazine rocks, dude. I never even fucking heard of magazines outside of your magazine. Dude, so good. So cool, man. You're so cool.
Advice? We make all that money from it.
I listen to everything. I read all of the words.
Dividends. That's all I need to say. Right?
Acquisitions.
Nailed it.
Liquidation.
Love it.
Firm.
It's firm.
Firms. Right now,
we're just talking about
hedge funds.
Oh, there you go. That's something. That does a thing.
Stock.
Yep. We're reaching the end. I can feel you floundering.
Bonds.
You trade.
Bear bonds.
Bear bonds. Bull.
Bear.
Yep.
God,
we're good. How much money have we made just in this episode?
Dude.
Probably.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. We can't even count it.
It's a lot.
You don't let his kind of flat.
Yeah,
you
know, I'm just dumb. I just can't count hot fast, you know?
You can't count fast. It's a whole.
I pay people to count for me because I make so much money. I don't need a count.
Which they makes count. You smart, right?
Exactly. Surround yourself with people that uplift you in life.
Uplift is a good way to put
it.
Yeah. I would think the people that we have hold us on our platforms, I would say they're uplifting us. In multiple ways, but yeah.
FICA. Bam. Another one.
God, stop. Too much knowledge.
So
we're
good.
There's too many people. You might be in Forbes. He might.
I would be so lucky to be in that handsome gentleman's magazine, by the way.
Oh, man. He's probably got leather Ferrari pants. You know what I mean?
It's so cool.
That's underwear.
So cool. That guy's so fucking cool.
I mean, probably a leather Ferrari, maybe like a tampon. Ooh.
Oh,
and not absorbent, but
God forbid if you're a Lamborghini guy, I'll spit in your fucking face.
Oh yeah, you guys would hate each other, right?
Well, they fuck Lamborghini. He left Ferrari. He thinks he's better than Ferrari. Or yeah.
Is Ferrari the original? Is Lambo? Is it just as douchey, or is it a different level of douche?
I think because Ferraris are more expensive, I think, as like on the average, right?
Okay.
I think. So they're probably a slightly higher douche factor than Lamborghini. Just because, like, just because of money. Again, not all. I think it's actually, you know what? Bro, I got to know. I got to know the average cost of Ferrari. Let's see.
Yeah, because for me, a Lamborghini, for some reason, just escaped outside of it. Like, it goes Ferrari douche, Corvette douche. And then I got to say, there's a special place in hell for
Porsche.
Ah, No, I don't want to say they're special, but you're not wrong. Porsche's right there. It might be the third.
It might be the third.
You might be, you're not wrong.
It's a I spelled average like a child. I went average ABW.
I just don't want you to become the Ferrari guys. It's the absolute worst. They got the hat and the jacket. They match. You know what I mean? Those are guys that weekend custody all over. It's just
okay. You know,
they're buffing out the car in the same way they should be buffing.
They're showing a lot of Lamborghinis and stuff, and a lot of Ferraris because there's obviously a lot of. But it seems I'm just scrolling through real quick. It seems to be Ferrari has a higher price point per car than Lamborghini does, and obviously there's a bunch that go for millions. But like just on average, like you know, Ferrari's like high 200s, low 300s, and Lamborghini seems to be like mid to low 200,000s. Like,
well, I mean, I'm not cutting over to you in a new segment, but thank you. I mean, he's like, guys, listen, you know, you're writing a Forbes article right now. He's just
I'm trying to get this guy over here.
We know a lot about financing for cars and which stocks to get them to buy more cars. That's how it works.
Boom. Now, checking account.
If you could see his eyes wander with a glazed over look, it is terrifying.
That is one of the things that they said in The Big Short.
Speculation. Nailed it. It's good. Yeah, we are not good at finance.
You want to do pluggies?
Yeah, sure. Let's hit it.
Do you a pluggo? Ooh, plug it. Ladies. You can find me.
Go ahead. Keep going.
You can find me at Adam Nutter on Twitter and Instagram, Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. In fact, we're going to tell a little fun Instagram story that happened to me over the weekend after this. So obviously, you guys, you know, come see the live show, live podcast next Wednesday, October 11th, 9 p.m. FD Open Mic, Jester's Castle in Philadelphia, actual Philadelphia, not the burbs, Philly itself. So come on out. Also, October 21st, we'll also be doing a comedy show, same place, Jester's Castle in Philadelphia on a Saturday. It's going to be us two, Rob Cruz, Brittany Johan, Joe Weber. It's going to be a good show coming out to that. We'll put the info up for that soon. And I'm sure other conventions, January and February for libertarian stuff for comedy shows. Georgia, January 24th through the 26th in Converse, Georgia. It's right outside of Atlanta. I'll be there. I'll be in Florida, California, I think Iowa even, and Minnesota. But those dates aren't out there yet. So until then, I'll let you guys know. And go check out my other podcast I do on this very network, 5 till midnight. I do with the boys, Kyle, Luke, Typo, and Sam. And that is it for me.
Yep. What's up, everybody? I am Nilwood.com. You can go there for all my dates and details. And, of course, you can follow me on I Am Nilwood on all the shit. So just go over there. Follow me. I appreciate it. Check out Myers Brewing Company this Friday. We're moving stuff around. So just come on after that. Fishtown, Philadelphia. We run a great show, usually every second and fourth Friday. But you can come out this week for October 6th, and then we'll be back at that venue later on. But you're going to want to follow the Biggest Little Comedy or Biggest Little Comedy on Instagram. Follow all the stuff that we do there. That's going to give you a bunch of info for our shows because we got shows coming up in Jersey and a couple other places coming up. So follow that one to get all the dates and details for local comedy in Jersey and Philadelphia and all over. We appreciate it. You can check out some of my artwork and hire me if you want to at James Wood Art. Just throw that out there. There's a little thing, thing. Check it out. And don't forget, live podcast at Jester's Castle. Live stuff going on. It's a lot of fun. Get over to Jester's. It's right in Center City. It's awesome. You can check out more stuff for this podcast and all the podcasts on the network over at drop10.com. Go over to drop10.com/podcasts or go over to drop10.com/store to get check out some of our merch and some of the other podcast merch. You buy a little something, it helps us out a bunch. We appreciate it. If you're a member of the Patreon, you're gonna get a shirt on us just for signing up. We appreciate it so much. While our hot dogs out there, thank you. We don't even know if you like to be called hot dogs. Honestly, you don't have a choice in it. I know. Yeah. Isn't that a weird part of it?
That's how cults work.
It's so crazy. I mean, maybe if we hear something else, maybe we say that we made it up and that you know, you didn't really say it. So that's probably what we'll do. But whatever, check out some of our Cult of Us merch. Grab some other stuff. Grab a shirt. Grab a hoodie. Grab a sleeveless shirt. Grab a hat. Different colors, different designs. A lot of fun stuff on there for you. We appreciate it again. And if you join the Patreon, like I said, you're going to get one on us. So it's going to be right in there. Just $5 a month. Gets all the extra content. Us doing the gauntlet, which is a fun little bit of extra content we do with some crazy ass questions and some crazy animal videos that we like to just keep up on. You know, that's our sick, demented way of staying connected to nature. And of course, check out all the other stuff on there. We've watched movies, Us on the Road. I got one in the tank for you guys coming up. So sorry about being late on that. I decided to have a life. I apologize. It's unacceptable. And there's, like I said, tons of good stuff on there. But yeah, other than that, go on, dude. Subscribe to Odyssey, subscribe to YouTube. Why not join the cult? Have a little fun, see us every week, see what's going on. It's gonna be a good time. Either way, I'm gonna dick around, get my dick around there. Yeah, I went hiking, that was good. Rainy, slippery, pretty cool. I like almost dying, it's fun, you know. Not really what I feel like a lot of people don't. I don't get a rugged vibe. You know, I look like I sit at a desk a lot of the time, which I get. You know, I can't grow a beard, so I can't look rugged.
Yeah,
I can't even grow five.
No, you should be able. Like, you should have my facial hair.
I know. I would be seen more as rugged if I cared. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's what those. You know, my buddy had a good thing. He calls. I think he calls them lumbersexuals, which is.
You?
Yeah. Lumber? No, that's not me. Lumbersexuals are the dudes who like got jacked up trucks. It's pristine. They've got the beard with the oil in it. They've got the, you know, not a wrinkle in it.
But they're like an accountant. Like they work in like an office. They're not like
Bun all the way up. You know what I mean?
Like I'll have an IPA.
Lumbersexual. Yes, they're into beer way deeper than you.
Yeah.
You know, they wanna flex on you and that.
Talk about fucking like internet shit too much. You're like, what? This doesn't match your face.
Like sometimes, you know what I mean? They listen to like Jason Aldean or some shit. Yeah, it's like glam. It's like glam country. It's what we were talking about. We're just like, oh yeah, like the glam country guys. Yeah. It's a thing. It's rhinestone shirts and all that shit. That's glam country. It's disgusting. It's probably one of the worst dudes. It's like neck and neck for Ferrari guy and them. I'm not kidding.
Watch your goddamn mouth. It's not, but it's pretty. What you shut your goddamn mouth? It's pretty bad though. It is pretty bad. It's like poser shit, right? Kind of. So, because I'm sure any dude who like works on a real farm or like anything, I'm sure you can tell within 2 seconds if like one of those dudes is like legit or not. He's like, oh, you can't like tie a knot or fucking, you can't tackle a steer for your fucking horse, you pussy.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they'll probably just be just manly enough, you know. Like, it's just not. It's I don't know. I don't know what these dudes are doing. You know, their beards are important. They're doing their thing, I guess. You can come over into the cult side, but I gotta say, I think you're gonna be on the president's side. I can't handle that kind of level of douche. I can't.
Yeah, you can fit right in over here. Don't
worry. Yeah. It's gonna be great over there. I can't handle it. Lumber sections.
Yeah.
Interesting group. Interesting group of people. You know, I like that they're the Ferrari. I'm telling you, they are. Those are the Ferrari guys. It's like the same dude, just different interests.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Because Ferrari guys are more
clean shaven. I've never seen a Ferrari guy with a beard.
I was going to say they're more about speed and more about like a slick look, like a slick, you know, like a James Bond look.
Yeah, it's the leather jacket for sure. Always. Oh. I don't know what the leather is for in a car. Doesn't make any sense.
Because you know what it is? It keeps all the fucking ladies come off you because they're going to be fucking squirting so much because you're a Ferrari guy. So you got to be like, I got to fucking protect my fucking cool Ferrari shirt. What it is.
It must be. It must be that kind of just level. Just, you know, your
sport raincoat.
Yeah, it's got it. Well, because, you know, you'd be walking down the street and then women just start squirting at it.
Yeah.
My mom might not know the term, but now you do, Mom. shout out to you. Yeah, then just must be raining.
Yeah.
on you. I guess that's how it is. Or you're sad and alone and you got to call your kids. Depends. It's tough.
Like you're living at a motel because you're just putting all your money into the Ferrari and the car payments of the Ferrari. Like you'd rather lose like your house in like everything else in the Ferrari.
Before you do the IG story, did you have guys? I feel like Staten Island, there's those dudes too, but I don't remember any. Did you have guys that like every bit of their money went into their car and you would 100%. Walk into their apartment and it was just like there was
buddy, nothing. It's Staten Island. Italian kids? Yeah.
Audi, BMW, Mercedes.
Street, dude,
all day.
Street glow, because this is back in like 2005, 6, 7.
Street glow.
You remember Street glow?
Street, sorry, I have the second T on that. Gotcha. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Street glow spinners. Spinners, super dark tints, and not even like the wind, like not even the side windows, like the front window. Like you can't even look out the fucking front, which is insane. You just can't even see, which is again insane. Oh yeah, dude, people would fucking a bunch of dumb 20-year-olds because they're all spending parents Staten Island, so they all have their parents' money. Right. So it's old mommy dad's money. They're just throwing into their fucking or kids would pump all their money and like they didn't have money, like they didn't come from money, and they bought like a fucking Honda Civic. And they're like, I'm going to throw all my fucking diner waitress money or like waiter money at this fucking Honda Civic. And you have like, they get like the spoiler, also street glow, because that was just universal. The neon strip on the back of the car. Do you remember that shit growing
neon
up?
Strip. Yeah, I do remember that.
Remember that shit growing up? Yeah, that was awful too.
It worked.
Dude, all in. Those. Yeah. There were, decals on the back of the windshield. Always.
Yeah, if it's not
the entire back of the windshield too, like the entire.
You got a couple options. You got calligraphy of the car brand that you bought.
Correct.
You got or the big bold stretch Honda, like just all the way across. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or my favy, someone died. Calligraphy of that with a little bit of their face.
And now, obviously, being Staten Island Catholic Italian, you know it's mostly that.
I don't know. They wouldn't go cross because then maybe they wouldn't score chicks. I don't know. You had to go crosses or something. Would they go crosses?
Everywhere, Brother Bear. Staten Island, I think it's a law. You can't drive a car without a cross somewhere in your car. It's Staten Island.
For us, it was preserved for only like, the Latino community my brand. I wouldn't have seen Italian guys, but they wouldn't go as far as the cross, but that's Staten Island. That makes sense.
So even, this is also, it's such a fucking douchey Staten Island car thing. Like you were saying before, it was always like a loved one, like decal, but it was always like the biggest decal of like the dead person's face. And it was like, we love you, Moose. Like, rest in peace. I never the guy's name. And it's like but the year is always like too young to be dead. It's like 1992. I'm like, hold on. I'm 86. So what are we doing? Always.
I always wanted to see this. Just run into them and just like see the decal and then be like, how'd you lose him? And
heroin.
And just hope to be surprised. You know what I mean? Just you'd be like, actually, he had a very rare brain disease and he died in surgery. I'd be like, wow, I did not see that coming, actually.
Right. The other 99 we asked was opioid overdose.
It was opioid drunk driving. Those are your two go-tos. The only other one I would accept is, I don't know, it's probably got something to do. How else are those dum-dums being taken out? Crotch rocket, but I wrap that into a car accident.
In Staten Island? Opioid overdose, drunk driving for sure. Another guinea killer is like, those are the two big ones though. I guess like long-term like alcoholism, every other culture, but like those are the two big guinea killers for sure in Staten Island. Those two, 100%. Yeah. Or just like driving fast, like drag racing was like a big thing in Staten Island.
Sure. Yeah. So mostly they were killing themselves by going too fast. Icarus flying too close to the sun.
Or one guy got stabbed one time by some Albanian waiter at his engagement party. Him and his dumb Italian friends were like bullying like this poor waiter kid who was there. And he winds up stabbing the groom. He dies and he flees to Albania. Obviously, he's like, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Well, long story short, they were like self-defense. So you're good. Cleared. Because it was like a 7-on-1.
Right.
So yeah, it was all good, but they're all the dumb Italians were like, fucking Paulie was a good guy. Like, Paulie and his friends were beating up a waiter at his own engagement party. Like, I'm saying he deserved to get stabbed to death. I'm just saying that, like, what do you expect? You fucking fuck around and find out, you know? It's
like, yeah, Albania is the type of white you don't. That's just on the, like, you don't fuck with that type
dude,
of white.
My buddy, Morel Hawks, I used to work with him. Fucking savage, dude. Love Morel. Good dude. He was like, he was trying to like explain to me, like, Albania, like European Albanians, like, you know, like how it's like over there. He's like, people compare, they'd be like, people will say like we're the Mexico of Italy, and I'm like, gotcha. Oh, okay. So I kind of get what he's saying. Like they just do all the jobs the Italians want to do, like shit like that. Like, you know, like that's why there's so many Albanian pizza shop owners, because they're right fucking there. So it's gotcha. Fucking, it's like a lateral transition. But yeah, so that was like a wild, interesting thing I learned. Like, oh, okay, all right, learning about your culture.
Yeah, it's. Well, there's two like segments of fighting. I was talking about this weekend. I'm just like, there's guys who will like talk about fighting, and it, you know, you do it sometimes, but just, you know, you're playing around with people. I'm like, yeah, I'd probably do this. You know, I've done MMA or, you know, BJJ or something, whatever. There's guys that you might meet who it's not what you think. They're like I talked to guys and he's like, yeah, no, I'm going to try to rip your nuts off.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, right. That's like an option. Just right. To go full
crazy savage barbarian mode. Right.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Just like, I'm going to gouge your eye out while trying to rip your nuts off.
Right, like, oh, I was aware. Just going to throw some jabs.
Yeah. You're going to go for an arm bar. It's like, yeah. Good luck. I mean, just good luck. And that's the dude I was talking to. Was just like, yeah, I'm built a little different. Like, he's like, yeah, no. Cause he deals with guys. He's 265 pounds. Yeah, like he deals with guys that big. He's like, oh yeah, before this guy rips me in half, I'm gonna leave him with a scar. I'm gonna leave him with something to remember me by in a brutal fashion. And that's what I think of when I think of Albanian dudes and why you don't fuck up with, you just don't fuck with them.
Yeah, I agree.
They are going to do terrible things. What happened on Instagram, sir?
Oh, right.
You
so,
fucked up again. Let's
no, I didn't fuck up.
There.
I actually didn't fuck up. I know. No, but, it was...
according to the algorithm.
According to the algorithm. Well, someone reported me. But football weekend, obviously. The Bears are horrendous. Like, they are very bad. Like, Justin, like, they have the overall number one pick already. And then they also have the Panthers pick. So they have the first and second pick already, because but playing so fucking poorly, as long as the Panthers. Justin Fields is like supposed to be their franchise quarterback. He's terrible. Like, they just can't. They haven't won. This is actually a really funny stat and meme I saw on Twitter. Every professional sports team since October 2022 has won a game except the Chicago Bears. I don't mean in football. I mean, every single professional sports team across every single sport, soccer including, has won a game before, and the Bears have not won a game since October 2022.
They haven't won a single game.
Since October 2022.
That's rough.
Okay. In fact, the meme was like, the only team to not win since Elon Musk brought you. Like that. Because that's how long ago. Like, yeah, it's like over, it's like a year almost. It actually is a year. So
that should be a crime to go into stats that deep, dude. It's like really you funny. To look across, like you're looking across a giant spectrum of like, I'm not even kidding, dude. Some amateurs played foosball in Brazil.
And they won.
And every person in that league, like, every team in that league won something. Like they won that in that season. What the fuck are you doing?
Dude. Fucking crazy.
Woo! Okay.
So they are bad. Okay. And now they started out 0-3. So, still bad, right? Now,
or staying consistent. We don't know.
Staying consistent, right? Maybe they're just brilliantly.
Are you guys doing this on purpose?
Maybe they're just brilliant. Maybe they're the best coach team of all time. Now they're playing the Broncos, who are also trash lately. They're also 0-3 going into Sunday. Okay, the Bears are up, I think, going like halfway in the third, 28-3.
Be great if your hat like flew off your head, like just because you said Broncos stung, like saying your hat's just like, I actually won't allow you to talk bad about Broncos of any kind. Yeah, just like
that's my cousin.
Flies off. You gotta wait. No, baby hat, come back. I'm sorry, I said it. I apologize.
I mean anything by it.
I mean the football team. It's not the
football
you, baby.
Team.
Come back. Okay.
But they're also bad, right? They're right, also Broncos, bad. So Bears, Bears look like they're finally going to win a game. Up in 28-3 in like the third. Okay.
28-3 in the third. Gotcha.
They wind up losing 31-28.
Fucking balls, dude.
Now, I'm going to play the TikTok because it's a sell up on TikTok. The meme I made.
3 in the third quarter.
And they lost 31-28. Real rough. Yeah.
Dude, that's one of those where, like, you're all looking around, you're feeling good, you know, and then the game, you know, cut to game done. They're like, I just imagine every player sitting on the bench just being like, what the fuck just happened?
Dude, there were reports that the quarterback, Justin Fields of the Bears, they said that he was sitting in his locker in full uniform 30 minutes after the game, just staring into his locker, they said. Yeah. And he's like, his teammates left. He's like, he was there alone. They said in full uniform. So just being like,
Everyone's had that day. Yeah. Not a lot of Ferrari drivers like to admit that, but everyone's had that day.
So I made this, which I think is very funny. So this is the sketch from Shane Gillis. I'm sure people it's going around as the memes now. The sleeping cop Shane Gillis, Gillian Keefe sketch where he points the gun in his mouth and then points it at. So I made this myself. This wasn't like I didn't steal this. I made this from scratch. So this is it. It just says Bears fans right now,
right.
And it's just I'll give it to the audio listeners. And it's and it's the score of the game. The final score of the game, and it's the outline of that clip where Shane Gillis points at a player for all the visual people.
Right, and it looks like he's at a podium.
Right, funny. It's funny. It's a dumb little funny fucking football meme, right?
Yeah.
So on TikTok, it has like 10,000 views, which is fine. It's good, right? On Instagram Reels, it blew the fuck up. I mean, like, almost instantly where it was like 1,000, 2,000. Like, every time, every time I'm refreshing, like, live, it's like 1,000. I'm like, oh, this is blowing the fuck up.
Right.
Now, this is what's funny. And, like, this is why, like, I always, you know, comedy first before everything else in my life. I always, the funny thing always matters more. And this is very funny. I hit 108,000 views on that. Right?
Right.
Real time. This isn't a bit. I swear this happened. I get a notification from Instagram. It goes, congratulations. You could brand this and make money. You could start. Here's the link. I go, awesome. Dude, not a bit. Right. I refresh the page. It goes, you've been restricted. Your account's been restricted. We removed the branding ability for you on Instagram. 30 seconds. And then I get the thing being like, someone thinks you might need help. And I got reported for suicide, like self-harm. And I was like, whatever person reported me, I hope you kill yourself. It's like, I can't believe someone reported me. It's a fucking meme. Like, it's so, like, it's innocuous. It's about football. It's not even, like, about, like, a person where I'm, like, directing it towards, like, a group of people. It's, like, a fucking, the dumbest shit.
It's about a feeling. Just about a feeling, really. It's taken to the extreme as we do. Right. But it's, you nailed it. You just nailed it. It just being like, And especially in the context of the clip you pull, it's great. Yeah, you're just like, the context of the clip you pull is he's asleep and he doesn't know. You know, it's just it's all fun. Like, I don't know why, but
Bears fans obviously wanted to fucking kill themselves. Like, obviously.
Yes,
they're not gonna. But like, everything is just a fucking play on like.
Got to be like fucking. That sensation of it. It's a shame, dude. It's so funny that it happens the moment. Like, that is. The mechanisms at work for you to not and to not want to think about the mechanisms at work. Like, person know? Were they waiting the whole time?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't ask yourself that question. It's just the universe.
And then it's like, you know, it's not a person on Instagram. It was just like the computer being like, oh, they see, because I'm sure the computer scans it, sees a gun, right? Because that, like, and then boom, it's fucking gone right away. Because, like, gun in then they restricted my, they didn't suspend me or anything, but like, they restricted me where, like, you can't search my name for 30 days. I can't go live, which I don't could do anyway. But dude, 30 days you can't search my name for, like, are you fucking kidding me? So I'm like, yo, I didn't even like in, I guess what I'm saying, it's like too strict. So I'm like, I appealed it. It's been 20 something hours since Sunday. Right. I mean, it's Sunday afternoon. Nothing. It's still an appeal. It's still in the appeal process. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like, but like now it's gone. Like now, like all the rhythm it had is gone. So it doesn't matter. Even if they're like, oh, you know what? We fucked up. It doesn't matter. Like you fucked me. Like it's, and that's the annoying part about social. I know this isn't funny anymore, but it's like the annoying part about social media. It's just like, it's like, dude, like it's like, you're not letting me be successful because it's so it's like, unless it's your exact brand of humor. I mean, like the company of Facebook or Meta, whatever the fuck you want. They're like, oh wait. And then my argument against that's like, well, it's not, it's a fucking sketch. Like there has to be more like accountability of like more like nuance in the sense of like, hey, clearly this is the joke. Like there's no joking allowed anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, social media is bad for, yeah. Like when you're, if it's, because if it's a public forum, right? Let's just, right? If it's a public forum, it's kind of funny to think that, like, here's all the public forum stuff, people talking about random shit. Just imagine a square full of people all talking about different things, whatever. The difference being that you're standing on, like, a little box and you're telling falsehoods to make people laugh around you. Like, you're messing the fuck around. And if we're all judged in the same way, you're like, well, that guy's got to be judged a touch differently, but you can't, as a, or they don't have it. Yeah. It's just like, that's going to be reviewed. And then especially the thing is, now imagine this cycle of human beings all standing there, rah, rah, all talking, whatever. It's happening. Like it changes every 5 seconds, like every second people are popping in and out. Like your momentum, yeah, as you said, it's gone. You're just like, oh, I mean, wait, I can't, you take my box away and I can't, and okay, well, wow, this is weird, huh? I'm just sitting around, we got a good talk to, you got to just look over everybody and be like, I guess we're back to talk about fishing, I guess.
Yeah.
Fishing on this forum.
But then essentially, like, restricting me, now it's essentially the people are saying, are now just like turning their back to me. And I'm like, hey, and they're like, yeah. Oh, I can't even look at you.
I can't talk to him for 30 days.
It's so dumb. It was such a, like,
he was just doing sillies over there, and now we can't even look over there for 30 days. Isn't that weird? It's kind of crazy, but yeah, man.
Oh, this is also funny, social media wise. Obviously, you know, this is a political side of me that I do on Twitter and stuff like that. Now, I have my Adam Nutter for like all, pretty much everything on social media, pretty much everything, like, you know, straight up my name, like no dots, no, you know, underscores, just Adam Nutter, which is, you know, my name is pretty rare. So it wasn't that hard to do back when I started doing them. But like I have for Instagram, you know, Twitter, I have an Adam Nutter comedy for TikTok, which is fine. My YouTube channel is Adam Nutter. Like everything's Adam Nutter. The only other Adam Nutter I know also happens to be in entertainment, and he's an English guitarist, right? Like from England, like, and he was too late to the shit. He was a little older than me, I think is probably why he was a little late to the game. And all his stuff is not, you know, it has to be like Nutter Adam or Adam Nutter Music or whatever the fuck. Now, here's where it's funny. I constantly get tagged in his shit.
Oh, sure.
And DM'd. Like, now, I know for a fact, I've spoken to him. He gets some of my DMs. Oh, no. Let me tell you.
Damn, that's a problem.
He's like, let me check my Twitter DMs today. And it's like, fuck you, Nazi. He's like, what? And Mario, like, hey, man, so you in Leeds, you're really good. I'm like, thanks, man. I work really hard at my craft.
Right. Yeah, that's got to be it. Or just, even if it's good for him, it's just like Delco sixes hitting him up. The fuck,
yeah.
That's probably never happened, but like,
dude, he's told me. I had a brief conversation with him one time via Twitter DMs, and he's told me that he's like I've gotten wild DMs from everything across the spectrum from your side, and I went, I only get compliments from you.
Nice.
It's so, but like people, it's also going to show you, like, people don't look like a past the thing they think they have to look past. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they just see like the name. There's a picture.
Right.
He's on his picture. I'm on stage with a microphone. He's on stage with a guitar. Hey man, that's pretty obvious. I mean, you don't have to go much further than that. But like, they still don't see that. They don't read any of the pro. They don't read any of the, it's right to the boom. And it's like, I got tagged on something today on Instagram from him. They're like, when a ticket out to Leeds and like see the Adam Nutter experiment, like number. And I was like, yeah, man, can't wait to be there.
I think, yeah, in this instance, you just got to pick up the slack for your buddy. You just gotta just be positive and just comment on it. Be like, man, I'm hitting all the G's. Don't do too much detail. That's what I realized. Like, just really, hey, I'm excited to be there, guys. Leeds, love the places. I'll love see you guys there. Playing
there,
I guess. Yeah, yeah, keep
no
it
good. Love beans.
Yeah,
on toast.
Union Jack. I'm all about it. Tea.
Elvis Costello.
We're gonna have some Earl Grey. And I'm going to play some, what I assume is authentic British music.
Yeah.
So The Who, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Beatles.
Boom. So yeah, you just got to say stuff like that. Just give him a little leg up. He's probably got to do some different stuff for you.
Told him how to handle it.
It's like, yeah.
I told him what to say. I said, you got to drop some F's. You got to drop some.
Yeah.
You got to drop some R's. You got to drop some fucking.
It's a short list. It's like five words.
C's.
Really.
Yeah. It's not that hard. Yeah. You just got to fire back with that. Say you don't matter. And you just move on with your day. It's not
picture
that
of a Bronco hat. Done.
It's not hard. Yeah. You physically, you threaten them physically. Say, I could bench press you or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, no, it sounds easy.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry you have to deal with this. You know, I get them too.
Yeah, it's got to be hard on your end. I know it's gonna be exhausting, but you know, it's good. It's maybe you then, you know, you start carrying a, you know, some bullshit case around and you just pretend like you play an instrument. I mean, no one asks, you know, you don't say you can play it, but somebody asks, you go, well, I have this. So
I kind of want to like make this like a psychotic movie thriller and just try to take over his life. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be fun.
Like Cable Guy kind of thing. Like Cable Guy type of thing. Like, you know, research to take over Matthew Broderick's life.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, how far do you want to go?
How far are we willing to take it? I'll tell you how far. As far as I want to, and which is infinite. So what ideas you got?
It would have been crazy if you said, I'll tell you how far, and then just like you revealed that your background was not real and you were in his house. That would have been if you were just like
it's right here.
Yeah, you just turned it off. Just turn it off. That was actually a picture. I fooled you guys the entire time. He's right here. I have him just tied up and gagged, and we're gonna play a little game of hide the knife.
I'm like, I'm the only Adam Nutter. Don't forget that. I just start stroking him with the back of the knife.
Drink his blood. So all right, guys. Well, that happened. I just don't know how to roll with it. So I'm like, good. He's the only Adam Nutter now. You'd be so happy. I'm the only
one. What are the odds though? The other only one is also in actual English, not fake English like me, and fucking in entertainment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the odds are pretty good.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so at all.
It makes more sense, actually. I think he's more pure fulfilling the name than you are. Yeah, like it would make sense. He's a musician. You know, England produced the Beatles and things like that. You know, it's contemporary rock in some ways. You know, he's from there. He's from the UK. Mm. He should be called that. He should be Adam Nutter 1, technically.
No. I'm superior. I'm superior.
You're Adam Nutter. Dude, you even said he's older. Wow.
Yeah.
You really jumped in a grade.
I'm the superior Adam Nutter still.
What's going to happen when he dies, dude? You're going to get so many messages. He's going to die before you. You're going to get
on
messages.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
I am, though. I'm going to be like, I'm still alive.
Oh, you might die before him. Sorry, I missed that image.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I still got a shot. I'm like, well, that's dark. No, yeah, you're going to, yeah, I mean, I just.
Hold on. Maybe maybe I do want to die first.
You might need to.
Famous Adam Nutter to die first, then.
Damn, that's hard. Because you're such a social media guy. I can see a social media guy. You're such a social media guy that I feel like you would do that. Would have to like you okay, because this is what the I mean, if you're a Ferrari guy, so you got to win. Damn, dude, you got to keep in constant contact with him. You might want to get his wife's number or whoever he's seeing. You're gonna need to know the day he's going to die so that you can take yourself out the moment before, just the like, you know what I mean? Like, really,
yeah. I feel like he's on his deathbed. I have to fucking slip my throat or something.
Bring it back to Gillis's video, because that's going to be you with the gun in your mouth. Oh, like that. You know what I mean? That's going to be.
Is it now?
I have to do it right now. Fuck.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
I got to dive for him. I want the praise. You know what I mean? Like, forced suicide. You know, we don't want to bring it up because we'll get demonetized or whatever the fuck. But interesting, man. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that for you, but it's good to know that you only have so much time left on this earth, however long another Adam Nutter lives, which is beautiful. I love that you're tied to him in that way.
I'm tied to him in so many ways, dude. So many ways. I'm definitely way more invested than he is.
If we ever go over, would you go and see him?
I have to.
You'd have to go.
I have to. There's no way I can't. This almost has to be like a goal.
Yeah, the Ferrari sunglasses on, the jacket, the hat. You pull up. He's like, fuck.
Guy sucks.
It's Highlander music. Fucking electricity starts going. It's like, you kind of know I'm the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this is a Highlander situation. There can only be one.
Is he in shape? You going to wait for him to get old?
I'm definitely way better shape than he is.
Okay, cool.
I'm close.
It's a musician. Chances are, you know. Is he mad that your teeth are giant but straight? He's got to be pissed.
Yeah, he's probably.
He's like, look at all of them. They're in a row. How does that even work?
I am missing some. That's from sports, you know? So, like.
Right. Yeah, so, sure. Thank you for bringing that up. That's important.
It is important. I don't have fucking shitty European.
I wouldn't say. I think you have good teeth even if you are missing one or two. I feel like they're not. Yeah, the one in the back, I guess. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Okay. You're scaring the audience.
All right. Well, keep doing it.
We hate them. Yeah, no, it's going to be good. I'm excited for your death day. That's going to be fun. Good to know. Please keep us abreast. You know what's going on. Yeah, I hope. Well, you know, just call just in case.
Yeah, you'll know.
I want to be on the phone with you when you do it.
Okay.
I want to hear
content for the podcast for sure. Let's make
put up. Yeah, we gotta like Bud Dwyer this.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you. You got it. What I'm trying to go for. Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Well, does the other fucking English pussy outdo me?
No. I mean, it's not even an option at this point.
No, we're American. We win. Yeah. Especially against fucking English pussies. We win.
Right. Every time.
Every time.
I don't know what we're winning. But yeah, it's gonna be fun.
All the wars.
It's gonna be fun, especially if you go there to do it. That'll be you like in the room with his family. They're grieving. You're still trying to like amp yourself up, call him a bitch. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or I just bust in the door and jump on his bed and just blow my brains out over his body. Like a real, like, you know.
Ooh.
Like, yeah.
You know what? That would be the more honorable. So he's on his deathbed. He's got, you know, ticking clock. You lay down on top of him. Very gentle.
I was thinking like, I mean, I bust in the room like fucking Lethal Weapon. Like,
I know that's what you're thinking. I know that. We heard that.
I just jump on him like jumping on a grenade, dude.
I'm saying that give much more of a class. You don't want to give him any dignity? Just no dignity on that?
No. The
dignity's laying down, putting your head against his, listening to his heart.
What? My dog?
I've been watching a lot of Ted Bundy stuff. Never mind. Everybody, I apologize. Let me pull back a little bit. I forgot that's how he used to kill people.
Oh, no. What's sad? Because that's also how dogs
get. That was Jeffrey Dahmer. Never mind. A better figure. Jeffrey Dahmer. But okay, so don't do that. What are you gonna yell? You gotta yell something. So you run in, you jump. I think the jump is a good move. So especially if you place yourself like a body slam over top of them. So you just jump in midair, ka-chonk, just a big gunshot, and then that ends up with you just limp over top of them. But you know. I imagine with some kind of suit that says I win or something fun.
Well, I'm going to try to, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to somehow train my dying blood to spell out like I'm better than you on the wall from my bullet.
Logistically, there's a lot of, oh wow. From your bullet. We're in like a wanted situation where like,
I'm sorry.
From your spray.
From my spray. Yeah. So I want to like blow my brains out and then I want, oh no, I got to do, maybe I got to like, put it like a decal, like not a decal, like cut out like a...
Oh, a die cut. You could do a die cut.
Yes.
Yeah. You could just street artists use these. So we do a die cut of those words. You put that on one side. We get the distance right.
On the left side of my head.
Right. Run in. Ooh. Nice. I don't know if anyone's finding this. We might be too informative. We're too creative. It's it's a problem.
Can you be too creative
when it comes to this stuff? I don't think so. Yeah, right. You gotta go all the way.
Fucking like, I mean, you gotta go out this way. Layer into it.
Decal death.
Decal death sounds fun as fuck.
Decal death has to be one of the biggest owns I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, in fact,
just the dumb you have to be at a level to make to think that what if the social media stuff doesn't respond the same way? That'll be fun. It's like this wild thing happened. Apparently, this guy thought the whole story just becomes you being like he thought he wanted to get all the death attention. It didn't work. I mean, actually, it's a win-win. Either way, dude, you're getting the death attention.
I am.
Damn.
I'm kind of got this nailed down. Pretty good.
That's happening.
Pretty good. Maybe we should fucking patent something. Dude, we should patent the die cut suicide. We got something. I don't know.
The phrase that
You know what we could do? We could make custom ones where you could make your suicide note in one.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Right? This make it in blood on the wall. Like your suicide note's in blood on the wall.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. Right.
Because you want to go out with a bang. Yeah.
Right.
You want to go out with a bang.
The company.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, bro.
It's almost like I just thought of it. It's crazy.
Dude, we are so... This is a money make. I mean, but we should also make this like... know what each one should cost? Whatever's in your bank account.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Yeah. Because like, who cares?
Yeah.
If it's $2, we'll take $2. If it's fucking
whatever's
million,
left.
Million, it's whatever.
It's give the rest of your family. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the deal. We get this bank account.
I like that.
Dude,
this is nice.
Businessmen, bro.
Too many businesses we have. Too many good.
Smart.
Too many good businesses. All around.
Yeah.
All around positive stuff, too.
We missed the Mad Men era, and that's you know, they would have been clamoring over this idea.
But you keep it up in spirit. You keep the Mad Men era up in spirit. I know how you feel about the interns. I know what you do. You know what I mean? The drinking. You're all about it. You're. I mean, so you know. Say, hey, there. It's nifty. It's like a nifty 50s. It's nifty that you're into it. You're bringing back the culture.
Yeah, I mean, you did sign the NDA.
It's problematic. Sure.
No, it's like that's a little. Your fault, you know.
You hate it sometimes.
I mean, I say I hate it.
Oh right, I forgot about that.
You know,
you've been lying about
that. I hate it. But that was a secret between us, you know.
It's got to be said. We're not keeping the lies together, right? Yeah, I'm gonna shut my mouth. Thanks. Shut your mouth about it. It's got to be so tough because they forget everything that you say can also be a lie. It's like tough when you're these call leaders. So many's going on. You're juggling a lot of balls, physical stuff we've taken out of people, stuff like that. It's you know, it's all over the place. It gets to be too much.
And in fact, if your life is getting too hard, and you think about taking the easy way out, you know, I mean, hit us up for. Die cut suicide note, custom made thing, and just whatever you got left, you hit us up.
Yeah,
it out to you.
We're gonna get it right out to you. We're gonna have a lot of overnight shipping that we're gonna need. I think this business is gonna be all get it there tomorrow.
Stamps.com is the sponsor of this podcast.
We're so toxic, it's going to be like gambling. We're going to need to have, like, call suicide hotline on every single bit of our products. Just be like, hey, but seriously, call them if you need help. But also, really?
Like, you know, but don't. They made us put that on there, but don't.
You already bought it. Well, no, we win.
That's true.
Because maybe the message changes the next time they try. You know, I hope you don't. This is going to be taken off. This is going to be I don't think anyone is going to want this on the internet, which is a shame because I like how dark this is, but it's a shame.
This is a fun episode. You guys are fucking boring and lame. You cunt.
Sometimes, they just, well, hopefully not. But anyway, the hot dogs out there, you respect us. We love you. Guys, this is another, you know, it's been another day in the cult. Oof, what a warm day in the sun it was for everybody in the cult, I think. Better. Thanks so much for tuning on in and sharing your sweet praise.
Yeah.
I've been Neil Wood. This has been another day in the cult, people. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Or you won't. We don't know. Out with the bang. Look for us soon. Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.